Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. Tits, face, arse, stomach. This is a blog post about the best places to jizz. This was written originally in September 2011, the month that I first launched my sex blog. I'm now reading it aloud in 2014, so much time has passed since then. I might have one or two things that I want to add to this list. I once got a text from a boy that just read, "When I see you on Friday, can I calm in your hair and or eyes?" Brilliant. Not specifically the places, but the fact that he wanted it so badly. This guy had a thing for mess. Remembering this got me thinking about being covered in spunk and the best places to jizz. Although, to my mind, there is no feeling in the world better than that of a man coming deep inside me in hot spurts, I do appreciate that it's difficult to achieve this with everyone. Condoms, of course. Be slutty but safe, people. And so, in honour of having a good, stylish ending, here are my favourite places for you to jizz. Bear in mind that despite giving these marks out of 10 as regards my personal preference, anywhere that represents a specific fetish for you automatically scores 11 because it makes it more fun. Firstly, on my tits. I'm going to give this a solid 8 out of 10. You like tits, right? You know what would make them even better? If they were slippery and covered with spunk so I can rub it in and get all wet and messy. Yeah, you do. On my face. 7 out of 10. Facials are excellent and their score moves up to a 9 if you can give me specific instructions and call me a good girl while you do it. Open your fucking mouth and look at me, look at me, look at me. Being two of my personal favourites. On my back, 6 out of 10. I like it when you come on my back. It's good, clean, traditional fun. Pull out while we're in doggy and just let rip. If you want to do this, know that I might ask you to take pictures so I can see the result afterwards. I'm an artist like that. In my eyes. I know it might be weird to have this on the list. I'm giving it a 5 out of 10. Oh, holy Christ, it hurts. It is exactly as hot as someone coming in my face, but with the disincentive that I will spend the next 2 hours dousing my aching eyeballs with a cold flannel. But it is hot, right? And if it floats your boat, I am in. I remember once very vividly watching a boyfriend have a wank on a bed in a hotel room. This hotel room was in Amsterdam. It was a very long time ago when you couldn't easily get porn on the internet. So we had bought lots of porn in Amsterdam, just a big pile of DVDs. And before we were going out to eat that night, we were getting a little bit horny. I think I'd gone into the shower and I came out to find him masturbating over the pictures on the back of this porn box. And I came and lay next to him on the bed, watching him as he beat one out, getting horny because I was looking at the porn that he was getting turned on by and trying to guess which particular tiny image was the one that he was focusing on when he was trying to make himself come. And eventually, as he was like straining away and beating at his dick, I asked him, "What is it you are looking at? What is the thing that is pushing you closer to the edge?" And he just looked at me and sort of half moaned as he's like rubbing at his dick. He just went, "The one where there's cum in her eyes." Amazing. Where was I? Oh yeah. In my hair. 6 out of 10. This is fucking kinky, right? Who likes hair? Well, some people do, apparently. So grab it roughly, stick your cock in it, and fire away. But it will make my hair weirdly crispy afterwards, even when it's been shampooed. The best one, this was top of my list back in 2013, and I think probably would still be top of my list today. Right in the crack of my arse. 10 out of 10. And I don't mean coming into my ass. I mean in the crack of it. I mean pull out, push your cock hard against it, and let me feel your spunk pumping into my crack and dribbling down me. I don't know why. It's just brilliant. So those were all the things I had on the list back in 2011 when I first started blogging. Now that it's 2024, I'm going to add to this list. Number one, jizzing on my feet. I have never in my life had anybody jizz on my feet, but I have had some kind of slight hints from certain men that maybe they're into feet. And the second that somebody tells me he might be into feet, immediately that is where my mind goes. I desperately want to have somebody coming on my feet. Ideally, I want them lying naked between my legs and I am naked behind them, kind of spooning them. My legs wrapped around their waist, my thighs clenching them tightly, and then my feet wrapped round them and placed just slightly lower down their thighs where their crotch is. I want them to rub one out while they also rub my feet, touching them, stroking them, beating at their dick at the same time, until eventually the sight of my feet and the feeling of my feet and the look of my feet causes them to spaff themselves and angle their cock down so the cum spurts all over them, rubbing it on the soles and between my toes until everything's sticky and wet. The next thing I would add, number two, is coming in my hand or in my fingertips. This has happened to me a couple of times, not just when I'm giving people handjobs, though I can very rarely make people come with handjobs alone. You're always going to be better at wanking yourself off than I am going to be at doing it for you. But I did once have a guy who was fucking me sort of between my thighs. I was lying flat on the bed, he was on top, and his dick was crushed right into the gap, essentially kind of semi between my thighs and semi between my labia, and I was so wet it was making everything lubricated, and he was fucking downwards through that gap. I reached my hand between my legs and pressed the head of his cock up against me so that with every stroke it would rub against my clit. And for him, this slight extra pressure on the wet head of his dick caused him to start pumping cum, not just squirting it and not just like one or two little dribbles. It was an absolute fucking torrent all over my fingertips and all over my hand, and I could catch each shot of spunk in my hand and feel it dripping through my fingers and onto the bed sheets. The abundance of it was incredible. Top of my list back in 2011 was right in the crack of my ass. That is still true. I love it when that happens. But now, even more precisely, I love it when somebody pulls out of my cunt and presses just the tip of their dick against my arsehole as if they are about to penetrate me, but not quite penetrating me. There's a sort of slight threat slash excitement that maybe they're going to shove their whole cock inside me so they can dump their cum in my ass, essentially using me as a cum dumpster, pushing to give just enough pressure with the head that they open my asshole. I hate the word asshole, but I'm going to say it because that's what it is. Pressing the tip of their dick against my asshole and then squirting into me. So not fully penetrating, just placing it there, pushing and pouring cum inside me. So there you have it. This is a little bit less like the audio porn I usually do, where I just straight up read you a thing. But I felt like this was a short enough post. It required a little bit of extra content. Plus, I'm older and wiser now, and I know more great places to jizz. If you enjoyed this, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it and get tons of extra bonus content by supporting the project on Patreon, patreon.com/girlonthenet.